Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, George Theodore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Harrelson trying to get to home. Gross throws the ball into Johnson who tags Harrelson who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Gross moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gross tags and scores. Metzger tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Milner steals third. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball four. Hahn moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner scores. Hahn moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Astros. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hahn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-1 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Han takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Han moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matlack bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive towards the mound. Matlack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-2 in the game. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Roberts hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gross. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Watson moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross. Garrett reaches second base with a double. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matlack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garrett scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 3, Astros, 3. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 3 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Hahn reaches second base with a double. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyer is walked intentionally. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Astros, 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sherman catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Sherman. Harrelson moves to second. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-4 in the game. Theodore is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cittino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Schneck now playing left field. Milt May pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cedeno is walked intentionally. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Forsch now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hahn for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Ted Martinez pinch runs for Duffy Dyer. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Bob Miller. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Jerry Grote now catching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to second. Garrett throws to second, with Harrelson covering, who tags Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helm scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Mike Cosgrove. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and three walks. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Milner scores. Hahn moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Hahn moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Citino hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hahn. May reaches second base with a double. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Lee May. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sadecki. Milbourne scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 5, Astros, 5. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Watson now playing first base. Larry Milbourne now playing left field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke pinch hits for Jerry Johnson. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gross. Milner reaches second base with a double. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hahn is walked intentionally. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Hahn moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner scores. Hahn moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0 for 4 in the game. with a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Citino hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler pinch hits for Larry Milburn. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.